There's a prayer by Raghunath Das Goswami, which I feel is very important for those of us who wish to stay in Vrindavan on the spiritual level of Krishna consciousness. Raghunath Das Goswami prays like this. When will the wild horse of my mind be exchanged with the Chintamani jewel horse of Rupa Goswami's mind? Then and only then will I be quickly carried to the divine couple. Let us for a moment go into the analogy. Our mind carries really our heart. Wherever the mind wanders, our heart, or let us say our being, is. Krishna talks about this in the Gita, as you know, when he speaks about wherever the mind is at the time of death, that's where our new existence will be. Sada tat bhava bhavita. When our mind is filled with material thoughts, our mind simply carries us into the material world. When the mind is filled with material thoughts, then Raghunath Das Goswami compares it with a wild horse, strong horse who runs and eventually shakes off the rider. But when the mind is filled with spiritual thoughts, it actually brings us to an experience of Krishna. Just like, therefore he says, let my material mind, which is like a wild horse, be exchanged with the Chintamani jewel horse of Rupa Goswami's mind. Now the way the Goswamis in Vrindavan used to make their mind a spiritual Chintamani horse, which would bring them to Radha and Krishna, is they would have a method where they would bow down, and then while they were bowing down, they would meditate on different Vaishnavas, on different holy places in Vrindavan. Sankhya Purva Kanama Gana Natibi. And they would mix that with the chanting of the holy name. So, this process of filling the mind with good prayers and good thoughts while being in Vrindavan will quickly bring our mind to the divine couple. There are many prayers the Goswamis have prayed, which we can read and learn. There's books like Padyavali or Stavamala by Rupa Goswami, and we can chant them, and they can become our mind can be colored in this way. It's a very, very important task for a devotee to color his mind blue, or to think of Krishna, and by associating with Krishna's thought, we will actually remember Krishna everywhere, and we will not forget Krishna. At that time, our mind is very, very supportive. I remember in this connection how once a devotee called Das Borya returned from the Ratha Yatra festival to his little village 2 kilometers outside of Puri, his wife offered him a preparation where she had filled rice, some white rice, in a red clay bowl, or it's not red, it's brown, huh? And then in the middle of that rice, she had placed some blackish shark, spinach. So there was a red rim, then there was white, whiteness, then there was a black point. Could you imagine what does Borya, who just was at the Ratha Yatra festival, remembered when he saw that preparation? The Gaurahari? Do you know everything? The eyes of Lord Jagannath. He saw this preparation. He saw the eyes of Lord Jagannath, and he went up. He threw his arms. He began to chant, and he danced, and he said, "I cannot." He didn't even say it. It was clear he wouldn't eat. So his good wife was a little bit confused. Imagine you give someone, you want to start your meal, you give someone a bowl, and all of a sudden he jumps and he dances and shouts in a loud voice, "Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath," and shows signs of ecstasy and roars on the floor. You would think, how will we be able to have a reasonable meal with this person? So the wife was a little bit bewildered and went to some village elders and explained, "My husband has shown this unusual behavior." The village elders calmed her down and said, "Your husband is a great devotee of Jagannath who remembers the Lord." So, my dear devotees, as much as we smile about this and laugh about it, this is what we should eventually feel. We need to remember Krishna eventually in what we in our lives. We Hare Krishna, welcome. We remember Krishna eventually in our lives, and in just the same way. We went a few days ago to a devotee who is constantly telling me that he has only one desire. He wants to forget the world and remember Krishna. This is spiritual life. This is what is implied with the word Krishna consciousness, to remember Krishna, not forget him. That is an important purpose of our life, and a very, very necessary. I will ask our Savabhavana Prabhu to tell us a little bit how we can make use of the Vrindavan experience and in our remembrance of Lord Krishna. But before this, I would like to tell you something which impressed me very, very much the other day. As I said, I visited this one devotee in whose whom I have high regard to, and he told me this in Vashana. I visited this devotee, he told me, "Sachinandan Swami," he said, "let us not be in illusion. When your mind is material, it will carry your heart and your whole being into the material world." He gave the same example which Raghunath Das Goswami gave. "Your mind is like a horse," he said. "When the horse goes to and you are like the rider, and when your mind goes in the material direction, then it will carry the rider. It's not that the horse and a rider, the horse goes in one direction and the rider is in another direction. It just doesn't work like this. When you sit on a horse, then the horse, wherever it goes, that's where you go. Hare Krishna. When we did the Gauranga Bhajan group tours, we had just day and night preaching, then I would always insist that the group has had one day holidays, and we would, I remember one day we went with everyone to some horses to do some horse riding, and there was this one horse which just didn't want to follow the other horses, and went into the other direction. On that horse was Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. And the horse was going there. We said, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, come. He said, yes, I want, but my horse goes in another direction. Be sincere in your Krishna consciousness, my dear devotee. When you make a little inventory in your mind, where does your mind goes for the 24 hours a day, huh? You cannot cheat yourself, not Lord Krishna. You have to watch where is he going, because that's where you go. That's where you, your existence, your experience of reality is. I would like to say there was one devotee in our Govardhan retreat. His good name, I think he wouldn't mind, is, if I relate, is Bhaktivinod Prabhu from the town Hong Kong. Hong Kong or Shanghai? Or is it Hong Kong? There's Hong Kong, huh? Hong Kong, yes. So he told me of his grandmother, who was a great devotee of Krishna, and who at the time of her departure from this world showed the whole family what it means to put the mind to Krishna. The grandmother had a son, and one day the son was very sick, and she said, Grandmother, I think I will die. The grandmother said, now Kali Yuga is not yet so advanced that the sons will die before the mothers. But in 2 days I will die. She was perfectly healthy. And then 2 days passed, and then she said to the family members, you now put some cow dung on the floor and a white cloth. It was in Pakistan, in Sindh. Then she laid on that cloth, which was put on the cow dung, and asked the whole family to come around her and chant, Radhe Syam, Radhe Syam, Radhe Syam, Radhe Syam. Now there was one grandchild who was very attached to the grandmother and started to cry uncontrollably. The grandmother said, take him away, because if I leave the planet and I think of this crying child, if I leave the body and think of the crying child, I will feel so bad that I will return. So the boy had to be taken away. And then, as the whole family chanted, Radhe Syam, Radhe Syam, she approached her final hour and asked for a tulsi leaf to be placed in her mouth. On the tulsi leaf, she wanted the name of Radhe Syam written in Chandan, and then blissfully left to her beloved Radhe Syam to join them. I'm telling you this because I want to make the point that such a glorious departure, which will come to all of us. I'm now approaching 60 years, so 60, let us say, then I have another 25 years, which is nothing. Then the time will come. Sadatat Bhava Bhavita. where we will go according to what we have in our minds. And to live like this and to go like this to Radha Syam Sunda, my dear devotee, it is a result of a lifelong practice. It's not so easy. It doesn't come like this, that you do this and that you are so focused, and you also send your grandson away because, you know, it's now important that we are. It's something you need to practice throughout a life. So here in Vrindavan, it's actually a practice ground where Radha and Krishna are everywhere. I mean, Radha Krishna is on the altar. They reside in the throats of the good bhaktas who greet you not with hello, how are you, but with Radhe Syam, usually they say, or Radhe Radhe, or Hari Hari, or Krishna. There are so many temples. There's Krishna's beloved Jamuna. There are still some cows which are grazing freely at the Jamuna. It's a practice ground for devotees to remember Krishna, not forget him. But that has to be practiced. That has to be that's a conscious practice. You can be in Vrindavan and not be in Vrindavan. I do remember Prabhupada watching the tremendous need of his Western disciples to purchase things in Vrindavan at the street called Loi Bazaar. Maybe you have also made contact with this street. There one is, you know, how you feel after a day of shopping. You think of rupees and the best dhotis and whatever shopping. It needs to be done, but not a whole month, you know. And Prabhupada used to say in his own way, Krishna is everywhere in Vrindavan except on Loi Bazaar. Because the consciousness there is different, you know. We think different. Our mind is... No, it's only it's okay. 12 minutes to 8. You said you would go at 8, and we have not heard about it from you.
That's okay. You don't need to hear from me. Thank you.
No. Five minutes. Sava Bhavana. I also won't. This is not fair. So, Sava Bhavana Prabhu, the first one, will tell us now what we should do to remember Krishna in Vrindavan. Please, you cannot escape the bond of friendship. Say something valuable, like always.
Om Gyanati
Manandasya Gyananjala Salakaya Shakshun Militam Yenai Tasmai Si Gurave Namaha
Mancha Kapadu Vasya Vivasindu Vari Vaja Patitanam Bhavaneyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama.
Thank you, Maharaj, for this wonderful thought that to get our mind like a horse. Yeah. And I know that I need a big, strong stick to keep the horse in that path. Otherwise, it just gallops away. Maharaj asked me to say some words regarding how we should utilize this wonderful opportunity to be in Vrindavan and make it a real spiritual experience. When Swarupa Goswami met Mahaprabhu on Banaras, and there was a lot of discussions, and Srila Rupa Goswami, who was a very, very learned scholar, 5 languages he would speak fluently, and he knew all the scriptures from the Muslims and the Christians, as well as naturally the different parts of the Vedas. He was very learned. So he wanted to know from Mahaprabhu what are the most important limbs of devotional service by which one can focus the mind on Krishna. So Mahaprabhu explained 64 of these limbs, and for our benefit, because the Kali Yuga mind is very disturbed. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya upadritaha. That's our mind in Kali Yuga. We are unfortunate and our mind is all the time restless because we are busy fighting suffering. You're looking for suffering, you're not looking for happiness. You're looking for suffering so that we can fight suffering that doesn't come. So mind is involved in suffering. But actually, our real nature is to be happy. But we are not looking for it. So, he asked Mahaprabhu, there's too many, 64, nobody will be able to follow that. So Mahaprabhu said, okay, 5. So out of 5, I'm sure all of you know the 5, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alright, let's find out, because I have a very short memory. So maybe one of you can start with one of the 5. Chanting the holy name, that's one.
Visiting all places.
Sorry?
Visiting all places.
Actually, staying in, yes, living in holy place.
Sadhu Sangha.
Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and one more. Sorry? Worshipping. When you say worshipping, you have to add the word with faith. Worshipping with faith. It's important. Anyway, we will not go into the detail. We will go into that aspect of the 5 limbs, which is connected with living in the holy place. Now, when Mahaprabhu asked, what do you mean by living in the holy place? Because he was thinking of all the others who were not able to live in Braj. He actually had given up everything, was living in Braj, but it's not possible for every human being to come and live in Braj. Because they can't leave their different duties that they have in this material world. But just like Krishna, the holy Dham is non-different from Krishna. It's an expansion of Lord Balaram. That's the Dham is the expansion of Lord Balaram, because Lord Balaram serves Krishna in many ways, by expanding himself as a throne, as his shoes, as he is the Brahmin thread, as his umbrella, as his bed, and as the Dham. Non-different. And what is Balaram? Balaram is the Sandhini Shakti. Lord's internal potency is divided into 3 different categories: Sandhini, Samvit, and Haladini. Sandhini Shakti means the one who unites. Sandhi means unite. Samvit is one which makes you aware, makes you conscious. That is the Gyan Shakti. And Hladini, Allah, means happiness, joy. So Shandini Shakti means bringing together. And that's the responsibility of the Guru, to bring together the lost conditioned souls together with the Eternal Father Krishna. So the Dham has the same potency. And therefore, you can carry the Dham with you wherever you can go. Because the Dham, the holy place, can enter your heart if you allow the Holy Dham to enter your heart. But what is very important in all these five limbs, tell me, which is the most important of these five?
Sadhu
Sangha. Yes. Sadhu Sangha. Because Sadhu Sangha can give you all round perfection. That means that if you want to stay in the Dham, you have to do it in the association of devotees, like-minded devotees, not just devotees, to be like-minded. Because like-minded devotees know your heart, know your taste, know your tendency, know where you stand in your development in Krishna consciousness. And Sadhu Sangha also means to associate with a devotee who is more advanced than you are. That is the real meaning of Sadhu Sangha. This has been explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the purport to Chaitanya Charitamrita, to this very, very famous shloka. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Koi. Every single word is so full of knowledge which leads to nectar.
Wonderful.
Without knowledge, you cannot lead to nectar. That is the wonderful thing about Krishna consciousness. All other knowledge, jnana, has been rejected by Mahaprabhu. But Sambandha Jnana is the doorway to real Krishna consciousness. That means to understand what is my eternal relationship with Krishna and this material world. What is this relationship in this three triangle? The material world, or Krishna's energy which transforms into this material world, Krishna, the source of everything, and me, who experiences everything. Without understanding this relationship, one cannot enter into devotional service. If one doesn't have this conviction and understanding of this relationship, everything you do, including chanting, is only pious activities. But once you understand this and you are convinced, and then perform anything you do, it becomes devotional service. So, and when you come to the Dham, it is not possible for us, conditioned souls, to see the real root or the real feature of the Dham. What we see is trees, monkeys, dust, pigs, and a lot of clogged drains, and honking, and everything. It's there. That's the material world. But behind this is the real spiritual Dham, which for our own good, Krishna has hidden this. Because once one receives the mercy of the Dham, then Krishna becomes completely sold to this person. He sells himself. Krishna cannot keep himself once the Dham has shown the mercy to this. And actually there are so many devotees, all the devotees in our line, especially our eternal Shiksha Gurus. Prabhupada said that the six Goswamis are the eternal Shiksha Gurus in our line. We have to follow them. That's what differentiates this particular line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from everything else. We are Vaishnavas, but we are primarily Rupanugas. That is our identity. Once we understand that we are Rupanugas, that we are the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami, the way he explained the scriptures, the way he presented Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mission, then the Dhamma will reveal itself as Chintamani. But right now, as Maharaj was saying, our horses are dragging us to see all these things. But as soon as we take Srila Rupa Goswami's Chintamani mind, then immediately this whole place just transforms. How it happens is the greatest mystery. But it has happened in the past and it will happen in the future. And it is happening right now. Just like Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explains very wonderfully that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still performing his pastimes. Even now, but only very rare souls can see it. Kono kono bhagyobane dekhibare pae. Shei nitya lila karen Gaura Rai. Gaura Rai is performing those pastimes that we read, that he described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, all these wonderful pastimes. They described the same pastimes he's performing right now. Addu means not today, but right now. But Bhagyavan, what is the meaning of Bhagyavan? The word Bhagyavan has many meanings, but Bhagyavan means the mercy of Krishna which has come through the Vaishnavas and Guru and Sadhus. That mercy, when one has received that, then one can see the unmanifest pastimes of Krishna. I've taken a lot of time, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for staying. And we have something for you. We want to give something that you can make your journey successful for your next thing. Very nice explanation that the Dham is the Sandini potency, and Sandini means to bring together. Very nice how you explain. Thank you very much. I want to give you a bona fide German cookie
made by a German devotee.
Yes, with a heart shape. So, would you prefer with a paper or without a paper?
Yeah, I think it would take it along because
yes.
If I eat it in front of everyone, it wouldn't be very light.
Yeah, actually, I have a. It looks so good, isn't it? Yeah, it's your German cookie. Don't forget the preaching. No, actually, you preach very much in Berlin. I heard Gadadha came and told me many nice things.
Okay.
For you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. I just captured you in the last minute, otherwise you would have gone. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Sama Bhavana. Hare Krishna. Actually, Srila Prabhupada also, he once was asked by his by devotees, what is the benefit of going to Vrindavan? And he explained something which Sava Bhavana Prabhu explained in a very philosophical way. Prabhupada explained it like this. It gives you the impetus to go back to Godhead. Sandini. The Sandini Shakti expanded by Lord Balaram, who is that tattva which joins the living entity with the Lord. Very nice. But it only works if you really Yeah, if you avoid the pitfalls of just being on the covering. I remember many years ago I met my small brother by surprise in Vrindavan. I was on the other side of the Jamuna chanting like always. All of a sudden I saw a boat coming, and on top of the boat was my small brother. At first I thought maybe this is a hallucination, but then he said in perfect Hamburg German, "Hallo Alter!" It means something like "Hello old man." And he came out of the boat, and he said, and next, and then I asked him, "So how did you like Vrindavan? How do you like Vrindavan?" And he just told me that he had just eaten in any sweet shop he could, and he was half of the day on the toilet, and he told me the external perspective of Vrindavan. Yes, the layer of Vrindavan is there, and it sometimes can be an ISKCON layer. The ISKCON situation, what he says, what is this problem, that, what is that problem, and so on. To avoid being caught in the layer and to come to that aspect of the Dham where we are joined with Krishna, there is one little formula which you should practice while you are here. Here's the layer, and you must now decide, will you be on the layer or will you go into the Dham? That layer, you can avoid residing all the time on that layer by a simple formula which Lord Nityananda gave to Jiva Goswami when he took him to the Mayapur Parikrama. He said the most important way to enter the Dham is through the formula Trinaravisunichena. You must be humbler than the or lower than the straw in the street. What does it mean? What is actually lower than the straw in the street? You must have that humility. It's the ground. The ground is still under the grass. So we have discussed about this aspect in the Kapanya Panjika Slokas, that as a devotee we feel ourselves possessionless, we feel ourselves not connected with our material ego, we feel actually humble, and in this way dissolve our material ego, and at that time you can enter the Dham. If you are with your thick or big ego, then you will step only on the layer of the Dham and you won't be in Vrindavan. It's not possible. You have to go that road. So, yeah. I want to now see if you have any... I wanted to... Let us do like this. I will end my little presentation with something which I found so absolutely beautiful and so absolutely wonderful. You know, when you go to the Holy Dham, there are many personalities who can bring you to Krishna. Directly we cannot go, but through the mercy of Tulasi Vrinda Devi, it's possible. Therefore, we everywhere in Vrindavan, good sadhakas start their days regularly with a puja to Vrinda Devi. This is known in all traditions. Vrinda Devi, Tulasi Devi, is worshipped here in Vrindavan, which is after all her forest. Then she can take a sincere sadhaka by the hand and help him to enter the real Vrindavan. There are also other great personalities. Lalita and Vishakha are the leaders of the gopis. Therefore, they are installed on the altar because they are gatekeepers, so to say. In the Lalita Ashtakam, Lalita from Rupa Goswami, it is, we find the statement that if Lalita sees a sincere devotee wanting to come close to Srimati Radharani, she will take that devotee. And Vishakha similarly is to be prayed to. This is why they are on the altar, the prime gopis. And there's one particular purport by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which I would like to read to you again. Those who were on the seminar could hear it, but I would like to do this again with you. Now, I would like to introduce in the Hare Krishna movement a new way of listening to sacred texts. It's not a new way, it's actually an old way. Have you ever noticed when there's a Bhagavatam lecture in the morning and the Bhagavatam lecture reads the purport, and you know it's important to listen to Prabhupada's books. I mean, after all, that is half of the class which was which you heard the day before, and the day before was also half of the class about that subject. We must read Prabhupada's book, so you know, you are convinced, and now it comes to the time the Bhagavatam lecture reads Prabhupada's book, and when he's finished, you ask yourself, what did Prabhupada say? And you have no idea. Have you ever confronted this embarrassing fact of life? Mayo? You have Sundarananda? Gaurahari? You have also seen this? It's embarrassing. It is. You feel, am I stupid? Is something wrong? Some brain injection was done, and I am absolutely. It's because you can only remember something which you hear, where the mind is there. You can only hear something if the mind is there. And to bring the mind to a text is, I found out, you have to repeat in your mind what was just read. This is also when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra and you go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you want that you are actually present while this happens, you have to repeat the mantra in your mind. This is how the chanting means. It's first done only with the tongue, that's the new person, but then it's done in the mind. The tongue and mind have to be there. Mindless chanting will not do, then you're just absent-minded. So I would love to read now something to you, but would you be willing if we make just a little exercise where you repeat something in the mind? Would you be willing to do that? No? Yes? Yes? Okay. Okay. So I will now read to you a spiritual text, and you should repeat in your mind as if... not that you repeat loudly by speaking, but you repeat in your mind. Would you like to try that?
Yes.
Okay. Whatever I aspire as a practitioner, so you go in your mind, whatever I aspire as a practitioner, whatever I aspire as a practitioner, I will surely receive in my spiritual body when I attain perfection. It is only a consideration of immaturity or maturity. In the immature stage, it is called sadhana bhakti, or regulated devotional service. In the mature stage, it is called prema bhakti, or loving devotional service. This is the essence and truth of pure devotional service. What did we just read? Who can repeat? Yeah, I would like to be sure that what that means.
It means that if we aspire sincerely
while doing devotional practices, and that will come to us in perfection. Good. I'm very, yes, exactly. Yes, good. Did you also hear that just now? You heard that? Yeah? Was it difficult for you to hear it, or was it all right with that method? Yeah, as long as we could repeat it in the mind. Now we will hear some other text. Thank you, Sundarananda. I'm very, yes, you have done properly. So this is about a very nice text about Vishakha Devi. If we are in Vrindavan, this is called Vrindavan Nectar this evening, so we will hear a little nectar. This is about Srimati Radharani wishes to meet Krishna. And she has a plan how to make this meeting come about. She sends her dear companion Vishakha out to pick flowers. Now it is known that Krishna considers himself very often the owner of the Vrindavan forest, and when he sees the gopis picking flowers, he will come there and he will start to say, "These are my flowers. Who gives you the right to steal the flowers?" It's a way of meeting Krishna, to pick flowers. Then he will come. Radharani says to Vishakha that while you pick flowers, you should loudly praise my qualities. You know, there is a girl living in the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and she has the best qualities, like this. And then Radharani says to Vishakha, Krishna will surely come, and then he will ask you, about whom are you speaking? And then you should say, no one. So here we start. Now do your repeating, because if you don't do, you will forget everything which I say from this moment on, because I will now read, okay? Krishna will insist by saying, I do have a confidential relationship with the person about whom you are speaking. Then Vishakha say, no, get out of here, Madhava. There's so much difference between the two of you. You are a cheater and she is devoted to her husband. You are whimsical, she is very steady. You are impious, and she is devoted to the devatas. You are dirty, And she takes 3 baths a day, after which she puts on clean cloths. Then Krishna will say, Vishakha, you talk very strongly about me. I'm actually also very, very chaste. I'm a brahmachari according to the Gopaltapani Upanishad. And Vishakha, how can you call me whimsical and unsteady for 7 days without changing my mind and doing anything else? I just held the Govardhan hill steady in the air. I'm extremely steady. I'm not whimsical. And how am I impious? On the order of my parents, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, I took initiation into the Vishnu mantra from Bhaguri Muni. Brahmanas like Poonamasi, Gagi, Nandimukhi all know this. And you cannot call me contaminated. I am love personified, the Lord of love. And there's nothing purer than love. And I can prove it by your own experience that I'm a very loving person. Vishakha said, it's all right, Madhava, it's all right. Srimati Radharani then says to Vishakha, then you must say, O Madhava, still you are a man and she is a married girl, she will never look in your direction. Krishna will then say, even if she does not look at me, I will be blessed by looking at her, even from afar. Then you must say, Vishakha, Madhava, how will you look at Radharani from the distance? How will you accomplish this? And then Krishna will say, there's one way. Today I will install a deity of the sun god with my own hands in a cave of the Govardhan hill. I will then smear the temple with clay or fragrant substances, and then I will go in the distance and wait for her. And then Krishna makes a suggestion. He says, then you must take her, bring her into the cave where the deity of the sun god is, and there she will worship the sun god. Then I will come from the distance, and I will be a little outside of the cave, and I will look from the distance at Srimati Radharani, and my life will be successful. So Radha instructs Vishakha, when Madhava says like this, then you quickly quickly bring him to me. So I really think this is a good example how much love and trust Radharani puts into Vishakha as a person who can bring her most beloved Siam to her, the treasure of the heart. I'm personally convinced that this potency to bring souls, this was an example to bring how Vishakha can bring Krishna to Radharani, but the potency to bring souls to Radha and Krishna resides in the Dhamma. It is placed there, and it is there in the hands of great personalities like Tulsi, Vishakha, and Lalita. And you will see, as you are behaving properly in the holy Dhamma, you will find all of a sudden great mercy. Mercy which will bring you to Radha and Krishna, and you may not know. There's this great, great pastime of how our Shamananda was brought by Lalita Devi into the direct association of Radha. I think we will not be as advanced. I mean, this may not happen to every one of us, but when you stay in the Holy Dham, and these great, great personalities who wander here see that you are very serious, they will give you strength and help how to go to Radha and Krishna. You only must avoid one thing. You absolutely must avoid this aparat. A niraparadi Vaishnava, a devotee who doesn't commit aparats in the Holy Dham, will quickly get the pleasure of these divine personalities who will quickly bring him to the Holy Dham. To very quickly. Prabhupada tells how Rupa Goswami appeared to him and blessed him. There are many devotees who have experiences how Tulsi guided them. Many, many devotees in our movement have felt great encouragement by praying to Srila Prabhupada in his samadhi. That's really an insider tip here in the Holy Dham. To pray to Prabhupada in his samadhi, many things have become clear to them. Also, another insider tip is to go to the Radha Damodar temple and spend a few, maybe an hour or so, chanting in Srila Prabhupada's room there, where he said he would stay eternally in these rooms, and pray to him. Many have gotten clarity. I know one devotee, Shonakarishi Prabhu, we like each other very much. He prayed to Prabhupada at a time which was very important for him, and he got the intelligence in that Radha Damodar temple to start the Oxford Center for Hindu Studies. He got it there, and the empowerment, and did something which is which we all thought is mystical. He placed Vaishnavism right into the prestigious University of Oxford as one as the of the curriculum subjects. I mean, that's more an example of blessing for service, but there are also blessings for staying in Vrindavan. I'm saying this today because, see, in Vrindavan, when you are outside of Vrindavan, our temple has become in disrepute by the Vaishnavas, good Vaishnavas outside in Vrindavan. They have seen young boys meeting young girls here. Often it has happened, and they have heard many quarrels that they happen here, and they have not much respect. Not much. Maybe those who have been able to penetrate this external disturbances which are always there in an institution, they have said that that there's good deity worship and so on and so forth. I'm saying this, that you should behave very, very carefully. I also have heard that there are some girls who come to Vrindavan, Western girls, and get pregnant from bridge Parsis because somehow they have the idea, yes, I would also like to have a bridge Parsi child, and it's, oh Krishna, there are things which are happening here which are not exactly spiritual, not exactly Dham subjects, and I really request you, therefore, in this little address, to consider the subjects you have heard today, so that you really enter Vrindavan Dham. It's not just some worldly activity which you perform here, but it's good for your devotional service. Krishna, this is Krishna's kingdom. Please those who go to Vrindavan and stay in Vrindavan, you have one relationship to work on. That's your relationship with Krishna. That's why we go to the holy Dham. That's why we are here. Good. Now I want to see if you have some questions. But let me look at the verse. Oh, 8:30. Krishna. Should I make a little bit more light because it's so dark? Yes, if you have some quick questions, I will give quick answers. It's much better. At Nabhushana, and who? Amalananda? did you or did you not? Yeah. Okay, you look a little.
Maharaj, I'm asking this with great concern. There's no point more emphasized in Prabhupada's books and by our seniors than to be Krishna conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Practice. And yet, it's conspicuous for its absence many times in the daily company we have. It's always social talk, political talk. It seems like devotees don't really get to practice it. So telling you something they read about Krishna. So I'm just wondering, why is this?
I believe it's you have, if this is your desire, you have to pick the association. I know many devotees who talk about Krishna consciousness, and I can't get away from them. Like you want to go to bed, but then they say, Maharaj, this is a good verse. Please hear this verse. I have decided to make my life like this, and I meet many devotees who are like this. It's really, you have to wish to do this, and then you will be with the right association. It's almost like a businessman who, Prabhupada gave this example, who decides, I want to make business. Where will he go? He will go to people who can help him in that effort, who are interested also, and who have, I have this contact, I have that contact, and then something happens. So if you wish to become Krishna conscious, then you must choose this circle of devotees who can, and there are many. It's just, there is a law in this world. When you are really determined in one direction, you will meet these people. Sometimes, it's tricky. If you are not so determined, you will find also people who are not so determined. It's a resonance. Like-minded people find like-minded people. So if you are... I have made this decision I want to tell you, my dear devotees, I felt almost like leaving my body. I'm now very determined. It could come any time, and I want to have my mind with Krishna conscious thoughts, and I'm meeting so many devotees. When you have this desire, devotee will also respect it, and they will, in your association, they, wow, I have this and that and this and this. No, we were in Parikram, and then we heard this about this holy place. Oh, would you like to know what I've just heard, and so on and so forth. The moment you have this desire, Ratnabhushan Prabhu, you will go to the place where it is possible. It's just like a businessman. When he has a desire to make business, like our Basim from Bosnia. Ooh, so much good, it was an intense desire to make business, and he travels all over just to find the proper spots. It's amazing how focused. And, you know, forgive these young people. Young people are young people. They have always been young people. They do so many things. Love, relationship, and that's all they can think of when they are young. Then we should tell them, oh, Krishna, the best Lama. We older devotees have this duty to tell the young devotees in such an attractive way about Krishna that they like to also hear and give their ears. It's the fault of the preachers when the young people, who are after all young, you know, bloody osabas, we say, when they don't think of Krishna, it's our fault. Now you're an older devotee, Brahmachari, we must give good example, and then the young people will also be inspired. Hare Krishna. So Amarananda has the last question, and then we will.
When we are in a holy dharam and we have a good association, so we can have a good determination for serious spiritual life. But how is it possible we keep this determination not to leave?
I asked this devotee, you talk about forgetting the world, but I will go soon to Europe. What should I do? How will I forget the world in Europe? And he said something very nice. He told me, to the degree in which you think of Krishna, you have no other thing, you have no other thought in your mind. And when and to the degree you don't think of Krishna, the world is in your mind. And I have thought about this. See, when I was... Now I have also my slideshows on the computer. Finally. But before that I had a slide projector, which taught me a wonderful lesson. The slide projector went like this. You went like this, clack with one slide, then that slide was on the screen. Then you went clack out, and the slide would be placed again, placed into the carrier, it's called. In German, the word is Schlitten. And we would go clack again, and a new slide would show up. So when you have a material thought in your mind in Tehran, then you just make cluck and put a new slide in there. Some Krishna, it really works. It's called framing, and I was surprised. I read it in a new age mind superlative control book, and I thought, well, that's my slide projector, you know, from the old time, and that's my technique also. When you have some very far, you know, thoughts, then you must somehow place something, and it happens when you are when it's a subject which interests you. You have to know how to fill the gap in the heart. That's a science. We put a Krishna conscious picture there. That works because the mind can't hold two images at the same time. It's not possible. The mind is not made like this. So just put a new one, new slide in there, and then it's good. I request all of you to please practice these things. We will now, when I'm back and my health is now good, it seems, will now start to work on all these things, these tips, you know, which is... I've read a lot of things of the self-improvement literature, not a lot, but something, and I've done a study of Freud, a lot of psychology before I joined, and I want to now design some courses. I'm thinking of courses for the outside world more, to bring them to Krishna, to spiritual life. And I will because I'm a sannyasi, and I feel my dharma in this life is to talk about Krishna. I will give courses on books like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu on Krishna related subjects. Good. My dear devotees, I want to thank you very, very much for coming. You all cough. What should we do with you? I don't know any Indian remedy, but I have brought something from Switzerland, but it's only, I take it myself. If you want to have a good medicine for next year, our Nandarani Priya can give us this mit dem Reizhusten. Das funktioniert absolut. Das putzt das gerade weg. Ne? Also, you can ask her. She brought something from Switzerland to me. She's a qualified doctor, and you go like two to three times a day, and then you don't make this concert from morning till evening, you know. And but if you have to do, is it not disturbing me? I'm just so I feel some bona fide compassion for you, really, really. So some of you have asked about my schedule here in Vrindavan. I'm staying for a short time in Vrindavan only. Tomorrow on Friday I will have a Bhagavad Gita class at 5 o'clock in the evening in Srila Prabhupada's quarters. It's a great honor for me. I will try to give my best to please Srila Prabhupada. And Saturday morning, that's the next day, there's a Bhagavatam class. And Sunday, which is my last day in Vrindavan, I will I thought we could all come together for another Vrindavan Nectar evening, where we just hear about Vrindavan-related subjects. That's my plan so far. Then on Monday I will travel to Delhi, where the devotees have kindly they are preparing the auditorium. That's where more devotees can take place, and we want to give us presentation of Srimati Radharani as you know, this multivision presentation, and Sachidevi will sing, and I will give my best to inspire the devotees and talk. And then on the 18th, I will make the unpardonable mistake to leave and go to Croatia, where we have this wonderful organization team, which has kindly come together to assist my scattered attempt to preach, and then we will, then we will do something. Some of you always wish to know, I feel very healthy at this stage of my life. This treatment by the Russian healer was really extraordinary, amazing. And I will not go into retreat. I will immediately work on the university. Just then, after Nityananda's appearance day, disappear for 1.5 more months, where I will be treated, and all that the damage which was created will be totally pumped out of the system, and then I should be 100% healthy to die 100% and eventually in this world we let us not be an illusion, we just want to serve as much as we can. So it's very nice to be with you. I don't want to throw you out. It's also very warm here, isn't it? Maybe you would all like to lie down and then we all wake up, you know. Have to find something for the Matajis, maybe make some net here. They all it's a little impractical. Really don't want to throw you out of this warm room. It's so cruel to bring you into the cold winter air. All the best, Hare Krishna. Please don't go. But maybe you have to take a rest.